When it comes to wildlife photography, what would you like to learn? This is the Wildlife Podcast. Hey everybody, my name is Jerry, I'm from WildEye, and in this episode I'm actually asking for your input. During the next few months, for the rest of this year actually, I'm doing a lot of presentations, a lot of seminars, a lot of public speaking, mostly on travel and photography, but also some of the coaching stuff. However, working through some of the presentations and putting my content together, it keeps on coming up to me like, is this what I'm teaching, what people want to know? Because I've had a lot of very, very good discussions. Even last night with one of my clients, we spoke about the photographic journey and how I mentioned this last time, or maybe two episodes ago, how if you see on a safari or a tour, landscape, travel, wildlife, it doesn't matter. But if you see the final image as pure happiness, you are driven by the pursuit of happiness. And to me, that's a dead end, right? And we need to flip that as photographers and look at it as the happiness of pursuit, the happiness of the process. We always say it's the journey that matters. It's the experience of wildlife photography that matters. So looking at it that way, you're going to enjoy the entire process more and you're still going to have the outcome of good images, but you're going to enjoy the journey. So with all of these conversations over the last while and putting together content for different presentations, I'm wondering what it is that you would like to learn. Because I said it a few times now, both in conversation, I think on the podcast and videos as well. But if someone has, for example, let's say you did your first trip with us with me in 2020. Bad example, Jerry, because that was COVID. Let's say 2018, right? And you do one trip, then two, three. So up until now, you've done, let's say, 10 trips or safaris with myself or one of the Wild Eye guides or with another photographic operator who doesn't teach as well as we do, but that's a different discussion. Okay, moving on. Sorry, I had to. But you now have 10 trips worth of education, inspiration, new knowledge, new skills that you've tried. If you are still asking the same questions, you are not growing. If you are still asking the same questions, what should my aperture be? What should my shutter speed be? First of all, it's very frustrating because it's like, oh, come on, man. You've been doing this for 10 trips for 7 years. You should be better than this. You should be enjoying this more. You should be treating your photographic voice to more than just this. I want you to be better, right? And that's a challenge to me. So then I'm thinking now, what is it that we need to learn? What is it that you want to learn in order to grow better? So at the end of this episode, I'm going to ask you to hit me up with the direct message or with an email and say, this is the thing that I think I need to still learn in order to be better. And please, God, don't tell me what is my shutter speed? What is my aperture? I can't do that. So that I'm going to ask you at the end. But I'm going to just read you quickly. So two of the presentations that I'm doing later in the year is in September the 19th at October the 17th. Both of those I'm doing as a Zoom, and I'm doing it for the Journal of Wildlife Photography. Very, very amazing community. And I'm going to be doing two presentations for them online. If you're a member, maybe I'll see you there. If you're not a member, go and check it out. But I'm going to read you the description for the two presentations. So the first one is Beyond the Lens, the Art of Wildlife Storytelling. So I wrote the following, or well, this sounds very strange, but this is what I gave them. Join renowned wildlife photographer Jerry van der Walt as he takes you on a journey beyond the technical aspects of photography and delves into the powerful art of wildlife storytelling. Drawing on more than 20 years of experience photographing nature and wildlife around the world, Jerry will share firsthand insights into the fascinating behaviors of creatures great and small. Through a combination of videos, images, and personal narratives, you'll move past the basics of camera settings and lenses and explore how factors like animal behavior, environmental context, and a deeper understanding of your subjects can contribute to crafting compelling visual stories. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced photographer, this captivating presentation will equip you with the tools and knowledges to elevate your wildlife photography and capture the essence of the natural world. I'm not going to be talking about aperture and shutter speed there. It's a bigger thing. It's more, right? Now, the second presentation, and I worked with a guy specifically to split this into two, is kind of a follow-on, but it's called, so this is the session two, Wildlife in Motion, Capturing Dynamic Behavior. Unlock the secrets to freezing captivating moments of movement and energy in your nature and wildlife photography. In this dynamic presentation, Jerry will share his expertise in capturing the raw power, grace, and spontaneity of the natural world, drawing on his extensive experience leading expeditions and photographing wildlife around the globe. Delve into the technical and creative aspects required to immortalize fleeting moments from animals in flight to heart-pounding hunting sequences and playful antics. Through a showcase of Jerry's images, you'll learn how to use fast shutter speeds, panning methods, and anticipation of animal behavior to transform your wildlife photography into a celebration of the dynamic nature of the creatures we share this planet with. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced photographer, Jerry will inspire you to see the world through a new lens and equip you with skills to capture the beauty and significance of wildlife in motion. Now, again, there is going to be talk about aperture and shutter speed, but not because of that. It's because of the technical variables need to make you creative. And this is a presentation, you can find this on YouTube from way back. It was called Technically Creative Wildlife Photography. It's on YouTube, go and look it up. I think it was Adorama or B&H. It's on their feeds, right? And this is the thing, is I spoke to Bill and I had a look then to all the other presentations. Sorry, Bill's from Journal of Wildlife Photography, by the way. And I looked at all the other presentations of what people are doing, and it feels like somehow, and I get the same feeling on Instagram, things are narrowing. Like, all the stuff that people are teaching is becoming the same. And it starts to funnel into this again. How do I be a professional? What should my shutters be? It's just, I don't know. It just feels like to me, like there's a dynamic shift needed. We need to shift the paradigm of how we learn photography and how we execute what we learn. I really feel that. And working on these new presentations is super exciting for me because I'm trying to go different. I'm trying to be, yes, inspirational, yes, educational, but more. There needs to be the understanding of how you grow as a photographer. And you can't grow as a photographer until you are self-aware enough to figure out what you suck at. You need to be able to tell me, I suck at composition, that's what I need to be better at. But photographers' egos are fragile. Oh my goodness, how dare you say to me one of my images isn't perfect? Right? We're very fragile. The ego is a bad combination with photography. So you need to be able to tell me what you suck at in order for you and for me to understand what you need to learn. And that's where the real growth is going to happen. So I think I spoke to one of my clients, Mary, last night as well. And one of the things we spoke about is initially when you start your photographic journey, you basically just fuck around, right? And eventually you figure one or two things out. You get a cool lens. You start appreciating what depth of field can do for your images. You start appreciating the importance of shutter speed and how it can either freeze or show motion. And then you go through exponential growth. If you honor the craft, right? You go through exponential growth and eventually you get to a point where you start questioning yourself again. Now, I believe in life and photography. Every time you start questioning yourself again, when imposter syndrome pops up, you've leveled up. Like if you're good at provincial level doing a sport or at state level, now you go international, you are going to doubt yourself and you are going to have to harden up and just be better because you're now playing in a different league. But I find, and Instagram is an interesting one, because the better you get, the more you disappear in all the good images out there. Like, if someone sucks a little bit, and they're not that great, but they're just doing it because they fucking love it, right? You can see, oh, okay, cool, here's John. Not the best, but hey, he loves this, so that's cool. You pick it up. But on Instagram, because everybody's posting these next level amazing stuff, the better you get, the better your images get, you tend to disappear in the crowd of everybody posting amazing images. So what is it that you need to learn that you believe will make you better? What do you suck at, photography-wise? And one of the things that I'm trying with the trips I'm running and the presentations I'm putting together, there's a lot this year. I'm hoping to come to the States in October doing a whole kind of road trip where if you're there and you want to arrange a presentation, let me know. But for example, I think it's the way we teach as well, and that the onus is on me and my people who teach with me in the industry, is I can say to you, here's the rule of thirds, You get 4 PowerPoints. Make sure your horizon is one of the 2 horizontal lines and put the most interesting thing on one of the 4 PowerPoints. Why? Because that's the rule. It's the rule of thirds. And that's how the ancient Romans read art and whatever else have. And there it is. I can then layer that with things like subject separation. I can say to you only 3s or only 5s, only uneven numbers. There's all these rules that we start staggering together, right? But I think if we follow it too blindly, if you're too binary about the way you approach this thing, I think you're going to dull your creative voice. So I spoke to someone recently on Zoom as well about the compositional elements of photography, right? I hate the rule of thirds. I really, really do, because it forces me to do things and I'm thinking about the rule rather than the execution of the visual energy in my frame. So I'm presenting, the way I'm teaching it to people and suggesting is composition is 5 things. It's visual mass, visual energy, keep your frame safe, keep your corners safe, and make sure the image is balanced. And do that, and it tends to work out to the rule of third, but in that process of going through, and I'll say it again, visual mass, what's the strongest point? Visual energy, which way does the visual energy go in the frame? Up, down, side to side, diagonal. Keep your frame safe. Don't compromise the frame. It's an important thing. Keep your corners safe. You don't want to draw unnecessary attention to it. And when I say balance of the frame, it's literally, if I had to print that image and balance it on a stick in the middle at the bottom, which way will it fall visually? By doing that, you are putting your photographic voice and inspiration on steroids. Instead of saying to it, here's the rule of thirds, you have to do this. I think it's how we teach, but I also think it's what you're open to being taught. I really do. So, if you've listened this far, and if you're a regular listener to the podcast, please take a few moments and send me a direct message or an email. DM me at Jerry Van der Walt on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you hang out online, or jerry@wildeye.com. And tell me 2 things, and I want you to be honest. Tell me, number 1, what is the thing that you think you need to learn in order to be a better photographer? And as a follow-up, what do you suck at photographically? Because we all have something. I look forward to hearing from you. It's going to be interesting. And then what I'm going to do is, when I'm back from Svalbard, I'm heading out in a week from now. When I'm back from Svalbard, one of the future episodes, I'm going to look at some of, I won't put your name if you don't want me to, so it's okay, don't stress. I will look at all of what you said, and let's start talking and see how can we build content and learning around that. So one more time, the email I want from you, or the direct message, is number 1, what are the things you think you need to learn still in order to be a better photographer? And number 2, photographically, what do you suck at? And that's it for this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you for lending me your ears. I will chat you in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.